Here we go. Reach. Reach through me. God, help me reach people. How can I better reach people? We've been talking about it. It's not just throwing a scripture. We've already learned a lot. It's about the way we present ourselves. It's about our countenance. It's about our speech, how we talk to people. It's about reaching out, stepping into somebody's space just a little bit, but doing it in a kind way. How do I reach my world? Jesus said, lift up your head. So many of our heads are down. Lift up your head! What we tell a ball team when they look like they're getting beat. Lift your head up! You know what we do, Jesse? Lift your head up! It's amazing what you can do when you lift your head up. Amen. Say, Jesus said, lift up your head and look on the field. They're white, all ready to harvest. Come on. Go back, go out into that field and just see it. It's incredible. The people out there that need the Lord. They need the Lord. They need love. They need encouragement. They get plenty of discouragement. That's our job, church. We're to light up. We're to be a light. We're to be bright. We're to be salt. We're to add flavor to somebody's life. Amen? Salt. But don't pour the whole thing on them. It's nasty. You see what I'm saying? God's called us to be salt and light. How can I reach, Pastor? Well, today, forgiveness. Forgiveness, say it with me, is a what? It's an inviting message. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. A beautiful way to reach people is sharing with someone how you've been forgiven. You listening to me? Share with them how you've been forgiven. People don't think they can be forgiven. People, you know, they don't think they can measure up. Well, none of us measure up, right? That's why He gave His life for us. But forgiveness is an inviting message. You know, we love Jesus. We love people here at Fellowship Church. But you know what? This is a place of forgiveness. You listening? Place of forgiveness. I love the membership luncheon we had Sunday. I told him after we got done, I stood back up and I was like, I love the color in this room. That's my words. I'm not talking about their skin color. I'm talking about their personality. I'm talking about their life experience. A lot of life experience in that room last week. A lot of pain inside that room last week. I like that at Fellowship Church. I like that we can represent the real world. Y'all listening or not? Amen? And I think that's an inviting message to a community. Y'all hearing me today or not? It's an inviting message. I can go there. They're like me. What does that mean? Well, you know, God had to forgive them, you know. He can forgive me. It's that kind of place. Amen? That's what I'm talking about, just briefly. Truly knowing that you're forgiven by God is a very appealing thing to unbelievers. To walk in unforgiveness. That I am forgiven. I mean, to walk in forgiveness. I'm sorry, to walk in forgiveness. To walk that way, that I am forgiven. Not having that cloud hanging over you. You listening? Come on, you seem like you're chilly to me this morning. God loves you, or God condemns you. Okay, here's God loves you, God condemns you. Which is a more inviting message? God loves you. But it's funny, just me putting that on a screen, and nobody gets more, there's no more conservative pastor in this area than me. I don't care what any of them say, flat out. Okay, I've got the pedigree even. I went to an independent fundamental Baptist university. You don't get more militant than what I am in that background. Y'all listening or not? Telling you what, my hair was up here. That's why I'm bald now, because I cut all my hair off when I was in school. You know what I'm saying? Man, I know what it is. I'm telling you. But the point is, I'd be castigated almost for putting this on the screen today. What's the more inviting message? God loves you, God condemns you. We'll fuss at people if we put too much emphasis on the love of God. Well, that's crazy. Y'all hear me or not? That's why churches are dying, they're not growing, it's just a little club, a little clique. I don't want that here. I want folks to know they can come to Fellowship Church. Anybody! And the problem I'm going to have is with somebody in this church, making them feel like they can't. That's the ones I want to zero in on and pop. Amen. Say, God loves you or God condemns you. Look at the verse, greatest verse of the Bible. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And did you know it comes before? John 3:17. For God sent not His Son into the world to what? But that the world through Him might be. Boy, we'd do well to remember John 3:16 comes before John 3:17. God loves you comes before God condemns you. Guys, when you talk to most folks, if you start to unpeel the onion, they know they're condemned already. They know their life's screwed up. They know they've screwed up. They know they've messed up. They might not even know about a place called hell, but you ask them if they're going to heaven, well, I hope so. They're not even confident about these kind of things. You understand? People don't need to be condemned. It's not doing something sinful that condemns you. It's not believing that condemns you. So our goal should be to help people believe. And you never help people believe too well by making them feel like they're worthless or condemning them. You listening? That's how we're going to help you believe. You're dirty. You're nasty. You're a sinner. You're going to hell. Now, are you believing that? People need to know they can. Know they can be saved. The good news, we call it. It's called the good news, the gospel. Amen? Come on. He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So we're to help people understand they can be forgiven. We're to give them hope. You know, and I'll be honest with you guys, I've always tried, I think, to be loving, to love people. I hadn't always done as good as I can do, but through my own personal struggle of being abandoned myself, it's helped me. And then starting, having to, you know, to take a step towards, it's hard to step forward into your future when you're hurt. But to do that, and to know He's with me, I see the world different now. Did you get me or not? I see the world different now. Wow! I see how many people out there that are hurt as well, and that struggle, that need a message of hope. Amen? That's what I want us to be at Fellowship. Are y'all listening, or am I just driving you batty this morning? Psycho babble up here. Not accepting forgiveness keeps you in a spirit of condemnation. If you yourself don't accept the forgiveness that God has given you, you're going to live in that spirit of condemnation, always trying to measure up, always bringing up your past. God loves you. He gave His Son for you. I don't know what in the world more He could do. And He says, if you'll believe in My Son, I'll write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'll forgive you of your sins. I'll cast them as far away as the east is from the west. I'll bury them in the depths of the sea. I'll remember them no more. When you do sin in the future, if you'll confess that sin, I'm faithful and just to forgive you of your sin, to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. I love you. You see that? It's an incredible message. So you yourself and me, myself, we need to accept the fact that we're forgiven. Are we perfect? No. Am I forgiven? Absolutely. Why? Because I'm a great guy? No, because He's a great God. Has a great Son. His name's Jesus. Amen. That's what the Bible says. Well, you sound arrogant. Well, it's just the truth. Amen. Come on. Keep looking, Raj. God's love. God's love brings you out of darkness and into the light, or what I call the bright side. That's where you get that brightness about you when you're forgiven. It's an inviting message. God wants you to what? And if you don't realize you're forgiven, you're not going to shine for Him. You're always going to live under a cloud. I've always got to measure up. I'm not good enough. I'm not this. I'm not that. Hey, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We're all different. But be proud of who you are. Not proud, arrogant, but thankful for who you are, where you grew up, and what you... Somebody has more than you. You still got more than a lot of people, I guarantee it. Be happy. Shine for the Lord. You're forgiven, man. Knowing that you've been forgiven is the switch it turns you on. Why don't you say that with me? Knowing that you've been is the switch it turns you on. One more time. Knowing that you've been forgiven is the switch it turns you on. Let's light it up. Boom. Turn it off. There you are. Turn it on. Boom. Turn it off. Come on. Can we light it up? Boom. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. It lights you up. It lights other people up. It ought to be the message of who we are. If we're going to reach people, God is a forgiving God. They've already got in their mind that God's mean, that God's bad. He's going to hit them in the head with a stick. He's, you know, he wants them all to go to hell. And he, you know, they've already got that image because Satan is really good at putting that in their mind and blinding their minds. It's our job to help that light go on. As we walk in forgiveness, I don't know if I'm confusing you, but as you walk in your forgiveness, it's going to be a light that's going to help other people see they too can be forgiven. Okay? But if you walk condemned, don't be surprised if you don't judge other people. You're just speaking out of something that's inside you. You're speaking out of some problem that you have. Either some sin that you've got, some dark side of you you're speaking, so you're going to condemn other people. Or you've never experienced true forgiveness yourself. You've not let yourself, even though God's forgiven you, you've not allowed yourself to be forgiven. And you still come out fighting. I don't understand why they don't like me. Because you're hitting them in the head. Amen. Come on. Here we go. Let's go with the story real quick, Raj. We'll fly. 5 minutes. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was a chief among the publicans. He was a tax collector, a crook, a government crook. How many loathe government crooks? This is a government crook. He sought to see Jesus. Who he was, but he could not for the press of the people, the crowd, because he was of little stature. He was a short government crook. Okay? He ran before. He climbed up in a sycamore tree to see him. And I'm sure he said, I'm with the government. Get out of the way. For he was to pass that way. Jesus was coming by. He sought, he ran, he climbed, he saw. People want to do that. You mean even government crooks? Even government crooks. Deep inside want a change. Amen? That's why we've got to reach, guys. Jesus wanted to see Zacchaeus, and that's the beautiful thing. God wants to see these people. He wants to see the ones we're ministering to. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he saw him and he said, Zacchaeus, make haste. Come down for today. I must abide at your house. So what did God do? What did Jesus do? He looked up. He saw him. He said, he went. As we reach, know that as we're reaching, God is going, absolutely, that's awesome. What you're doing, I'm with you. As you want to reach them, I want to reach them. I'm for them. I believe this is great. I'm ready for them. Arms open wide. Amen. And Zacchaeus made haste and he came down and he received joyfully. And I believe that. I believe if we present, I know that not everybody's going to come. I'm not naive like that. But I believe if we walk in forgiveness and we share the forgiveness of God and the love of God with people, I do believe people will hurry to get that. Amen? I said something to a fellow at McDonald's one day, not long ago. I said something. He tried to encourage me one morning, me being my negative down self that I get sometimes. He said something about the church, and I said, well, we're plugging along. He said, well, I drive by on Sunday. It looks like you're doing more than plugging. Looks like you got a crowd coming out there that want to hear the word. I believe there are people that want to hear, people that are hungry, people that want to do this. Amen. Are you listening? That's Zacchaeus. And when they saw it, the crowd, the religious, they what? Saying that he was going to be a guest with a man that was a what? Short government crook. Amen? Listen, as you reach people, as you reach out with the message of God's love, as you reach out into your world with forgiveness, there will be people in general who are going to judge and criticize you for doing that. Isn't that sad? And so much of it will come from inside the, quote, body of Christ. You're not doing it the right way. You're not saying it the right way. While you sit there and do nothing, say. Amen. You listening? Come on, reach people. That's what we're talking about. That's why you need to keep Jesus in your circle, in your sights. When you do that and you see those people as He sees people, usually, even though they criticize you, after a while they're going to drop their stones because they're going to see you succeeding. You know, and even we can do that sometimes. We can have those stones ourselves while we're not reaching out or you know. I love the other day. Is there a big Navy guy here that was at the luncheon the other day? I hate talking about you if you're in the building. Oh, good. We'll talk about him. Here we go. He's huge. Joined our church last week. Earring, bald head, 6'7". Huge. Tattoos up and down both arms. Looks like he would crush you. And I walked over to him. How you doing? You know, I'm expecting him just like that. What a gentle guy. We judge people before their time. He says, in a very gentle voice, "My name's Donnie Green. I love God. I'm ex-Navy and I use my time to coach, you know, basketball and all kinds of sports and try to share with them the message of God, how He loves them." And here I was, all set to judge him. You understand? Say. Come on. Just reaching people. It's amazing how once you start reaching people, the stones you used to throw will drop out of your hands too. Amen? It's a beautiful thing. Got to quit. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I'm going to give to the poor." This man trusted Christ. This short government crook put his faith in Jesus Christ. That's incredible. Now, guys like this can't be saved. Yes, they can. We all can. That's the message. And he said, "I'll give, listen, half of my goods I'm going to give to the poor. And if I've taken," I'm sure Jesus went, "if you've taken." Now that's funny right there. "And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation," I mean, you would have never lied. But anyway, "I'm going to restore it unto him what?" That's the difference Jesus can make in a life. Why in the world would we not be so motivated to share our faith and walk out and love people if we can see this kind of change in people's lives? Let's do a quick test. How many would you say, since you came to Jesus, He's absolutely changed you and your world? Can I see your hand? Look at that. It's right inside the room, guys. What a message of hope. Amen? This is the greatest motivator, I think, to get us to reach people. Is, my gosh, look, this is incredible. "Well, I can't do that. I'm scared." Why? Why? Walk in the forgiveness you've been given. Talk to them out of a real life, out of a real heart. Don't look down on anybody. Know that God's not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. Amen? Think like that. Jesus said unto him, "This day is salvation come to your house." for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. I'm going to be ugly. I'm sure he was called a son of a something, but not a son of an Abraham. Most of his life. You listening? And now,
you're a son of Abraham.
Isn't that awesome? Salvation's come to your house. Are we done, Raj? Receiving God's forgiveness is truly experiencing salvation, guys. Yourself, me as well. For us to receive forgiveness. And I've even been looking back over my own life the last couple of years and seeing more of my own flaws. Even though I was hurt, it allowed me to see some of my own shortcomings. And know that He's forgiven me. Well, Gary, shouldn't you also forgive? Amen. Is that inviting? Or being bitter? Judgmental. Amen? So we're done today. I know I'm saved because I know I'm forgiven. If you're here today and you said, but Pastor Clark, I don't know if I'm saved, if I'm going to heaven. Here's how you can know you're saved. If you can truly say, I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven because Jesus loves me and He gave His life for me. And I put my faith in Him and not me. I'm forgiven. That is the best evidence of your salvation. I'm forgiven. Other people want that too. Amen? Forgiveness is an inviting message. Say it with me. Amen. Come on, let's stand together, would you? Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Would you do that with me? Thank you, Lord, for Your good Word today.